Now, Rasulullah, as a young boy, is raised with Halima for 4 years. In these 4 years, already he showed signs of prophethood. The Ba'tha of the Prophet began when he was 40 years old, but he was a prophet from his birth. And he knew, of course, that he was a prophet. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says there was always an angel by the side of Rasulullah, teaching him, giving him knowledge, speaking to him. From when he was a child, Rasulullah spent much time in silence. He was in the desert. Those first 4 years, he was not like any other four-year-old. He would sit and he would contemplate in the caves. He was already wise from when he was a young child. And he would see, he would notice, he would see the tasbih of everything, as the Quran tells us that everything is alive. وَإِن مِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِن لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Everything does tasbih of Allah's names, even our hands, this ring, the sky, the trees, the mountains. Everything recites the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah would see the recitation and would hear the recitation of everything. He knew he was a prophet. He knew that he was preparing. He knew, and those first 4 years were the beginning of his training, contemplating and wandering around the lands before he was brought back from the nomads to Mecca. One such report says that one of the women in the tribes of the nomads was to give him a necklace with one of a rabbit's tooth on the necklace. And this rabbit's tooth was supposed to protect him. But the Prophet says, no. Inna ma'i man yuhmini. With me is he who protects me. He already would say and recite such lines to people that bewildered them, that they were not used to.